Brown Sugar von Ida hier auf Lux FM. Ein fantastischer Song und selten füllt sich dieses Studio mit so schönen Menschen. Denn die beiden Ladies von Ida sind nämlich auch hier bei mir. Mac und Lily, hello.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
I just said that it's beautiful to have you here. Beautiful people in the studio. So you guys just flew in today for the concert here at Backhand Kantine today. You brought some English weather.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
isn't
sorry.
It? It's raining and then it's sunny and then it's raining again. Definitely.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's okay. We can deal with it.
Good.
So let's start with one thing I've been wondering about, because I guess it's easy to be on tour just two of you, not to have a big band and a lot of people around you. Or do you think it's a harder job to just deal with two person?
I don't know. We haven't toured with a band before, so we don't know. But so far, so good. Just the two of us is great. I mean, we've got a tour manager, and our manager's joining us out here today as well.
And we were touring in the UK. We were touring with a couple of mates who were doing the support shows for us, which was really fun as well.
Yep.
So there was more of a crew than usual. But we normally do pretty all right with the two of us, don't we?
Yeah.
Ja, also die Mädels kennen es gar nicht anders, weil ich gefragt habe, ob es einfacher ist oder schwerer oder ob sie es gut finden, natürlich zu zweit unterwegs zu sein. Ich stelle es mir halt viel einfacher vor. Sie kennen es nicht anders, haben natürlich auch in der UK Supportbands dabei gehabt und waren deswegen eine größere Tour oder Crew. Und hier ist es halt natürlich einfach, weil da ist noch ein Tourmanager bei und das war's eigentlich. You don't need a big tour bus and stuff. You can just go into a van and go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy. Ja. I've seen that your tour, your European tour is like 4 cities in 4 days, starting here in Berlin.
Yeah.
How, isn't it confusing?
It's definitely quite confusing, yeah, to get our heads around.
We wish we were doing more.
Do you know where you are tomorrow?
Amsterdam. I can tell you that.
The day after?
I've revised it.
Yeah,
you know where you are.
We know where we are.
We knew we were starting in Berlin and going to Paris on Friday, and we knew there was Brussels and Amsterdam between, and we've kind of pieced it together.
Also 4 Tage und 4 verschiedene Länder ist gerade so die Tour, die sie machen werden. Morgen in Amsterdam, am Freitag dann in Paris. Dazwischen weiß ich jetzt gar nicht. What is Thursday?
Thursday's Brussels.
Brussels. So I've lost my questions here. tonight you're going to play at the Backhand Kantine. Last time you've been here at the Fluxbau, right?
Yeah.
What are we going to see tonight?
We're going to see this is our first headline show in Berlin. Mm-hmm. So, it's pretty exciting for us. And we're going to be playing, I guess, a longer set than we ever have done before. We're going to be playing some new music. Some unreleased music, which is very exciting, and a lot of energy.
Yeah. I've seen that, because on your Instagram side you posted a little video of the audience singing along with you. How hard and loud are they?
It was so much. That was in Manchester last week in the UK, and it was wild. The first 5 rows of the audience sang every word back to us. We couldn't hear each other singing. It was really quite, and we've never had an experience quite that intense before, one of our own shows or a show that we've done. It was really quite amazing.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. It's a nice appreciation too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Also auf ihrer Instagram-Seite könnt ihr mal gucken, da haben sie ein kurzes Video gepostet, haben auf jeden Fall Die-Hard-Fans, denn in Manchester hat das Publikum auf jeden Fall lauter mitgesungen. Sie konnten sich fast nicht hören, die Texte wirklich Wort für Wort mitgesungen. Und auch heute Abend werden wir auf jeden Fall auch neue Songs zu hören bekommen. Da werden die Leute wahrscheinlich nicht so mitsingen, aber auf jeden Fall wird es eine kleine Überraschung geben. So, we're gonna talk about what's gonna happen tonight and what's gonna happen in the future with you, but first, we're gonna listen to Mirror. Okay for you?
Nice. Yes.
Okay, hier sind Ida bei Flux FM. Mirror von Ida hier auf Lux FM, und die beiden Ladies sind auch bei mir im Studio, Megan and Lily. Hello again.
Hello.
Oh, you're adoring my dog.
Oh my goodness. This pug,
you're
is
not getting rid of us.
Do you have pets back home?
Or no.
Is, obviously impossible if impossible. You're on the road.
We want a touring dog.
Though. Also, I feel like it'd be in London. It'd be a bit cruel, mind you. We do live next to big green parks, but
yeah.
We could definitely get a pug.
Is it true that you both live together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, you know.
True.
Yeah. You know, that is true. Yeah.
But I mean, if I would imagine that I'm on tour with someone who I'm living and working and stuff, is there no potential to like?
People don't. It's really unusual.
It is,
and a lot of people obviously we get asked that quite a lot actually, and I think that is. I mean, it just works. It just totally works for us, and we understand how bonkers, how kind of crazy it is to be. Best friends, living together, working together, spending like every day together. But it we're just very compatible and it completely works us. So.
Also die beiden, die wohnen wirklich auch zusammen. Ich habe jetzt gerade mal gefragt, und ob sie auch ein Haustier haben. Natürlich nicht, ne, wenn man auf Tour ist als Musiker. Aber das ist wirklich krass, weil die beiden wirklich zusammen arbeiten, leben und sich halt nicht auf den Sack gehen. Und das sind wahrscheinlich Schwestern im Geiste. Das passiert einfach nicht. Und sie verstehen es schon, dass es auch öfter nachgefragt wird, weil es halt eben so ungewöhnlich ist. Also man bedenke mal irgendwie, wenn man mit seinem Partner oder mit seiner Partnerin irgendwie arbeitet und lebt und so, wie anstrengend das werden kann. Deswegen ist das auf jeden Fall ziemlich cool. So social media is your thing, right?
We love a bit of Instagram stories. Instagram.
Is Instagram your favorite? Hello, Instagram of either. Is it your favorite?
Means of social media, yeah, definitely, yeah. I think we do enjoy our Instagram.
How far do you go to show the private stuff? How far do you go, or are there borders where you don't?
I mean,
take
we're definitely kind of, you know, it's not I don't know. We like to show people kind of our personality and our friendship. Kind of, we want that to be kind of seen, mm-hmm. because we're not. You know, we are just kind of, we kind of take the piss of each other a lot, and we are just best mates mm-hmm. doing this. We want that to be real, you know?
Yeah.
And to be seen real.
Also die beiden zeigen ganz viel, ihr könnt gerne mal gucken auf ihre Instagram-Seite, da zeigen sie auch ganz schön viel, weil Instagram-Story, das ist das Ding, da kann ich leider auch nicht verneinen, finde ich nämlich auch total toll. Und ich habe jetzt gerade mal gefragt, wie viel sie davon zeigen, und da wird schon ganz viel sichtbar auch von ihrer Freundschaft, weil sie nämlich Best Buddies sind und das wollen sie natürlich auch zeigen. Also wenn ihr Aida auf Instagram folgt, dann könnt ihr noch mal ein bisschen hinter die Kulissen gucken. So you're not just playing tonight at Burkhahn Kantine, in the future there's a super summer coming up. And where are you going to play?
We're going to be back in Germany in July on the 19th for Melt Festival.
Yay!
Presented by Fritz FM. With super awesome other artists sharing a stage. How does that feel?
It's amazing.
So excited.
Yeah, we're really, really excited for this one. It's going to be our biggest festival
ever.
I think so, yeah, definitely.
I feel like we've heard about Melt Festival so often as well from our friends that live over here, and like it feels like a big one for us. It really feels quite cool to be playing it.
Also wenn ihr zum Melt Festival geht, falls ihr heute Abend nicht könnt, dann seid ihr auf jeden Fall auf der sicheren Seite, denn Aida werden dort nämlich auch spielen mit ganz vielen anderen tollen Bands, präsentiert von Flux FM. So, but first tonight, are you excited?
Or yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you like the Berlin audience?
Yes. Yeah.
Are they crazy as the Manchester ones, do you think?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll have to find out. We've played in Berlin a couple of times and it's always been really lovely. And we do feel like this is a kind of home away from home for us, I think, like as a band. Just because there's been a lot of support out here for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's really exciting.
Also aufgeregt sind sie auf jeden Fall und gut drauf sind sie auch und heute Abend ready auf der Bühne der Berghain-Kantine zu stehen. Und wenn ihr dabei sein möchtet, we got some guest list spots. So, wenn ihr dabei sein möchtet, dann einfach call 030 2000 9000. Einfach anrufen und dabei sein. Heute Abend mit Aida auf der Berghain-Kantinen-Bühne zu sehen. Es lohnt sich auf jeden Fall dabei zu sein. Girls, it's so awesome that you showed up today.
Thank you for having us.
And I wish you so much fun tonight. And such a nice and loud audience.
Yes.
As loud as possible. And come back soon.
Yes, we will. Thanks cool. for having us.
And you've played a super nice live gig here at Flux FM. Let's listen to it.
Cool.
Hier sind Eider nochmal live, also als kleiner Vorgeschmack, was heute Abend da so gehen wird in der Berghain-Kantine mit Buddy Love. Thank you!
Thank you!